This is the fourth Reflections and Stories Along the Way podcast. It's called Sundial, a true short story I wrote about 10 years ago. It's about the peace and solace I found after accidentally losing my watch on a wilderness trip with my young son, following the untimely death of my mother from lung cancer. Stay tuned for many more podcasts on iTunes and my website at dicksutterquist.com. Here we go. Sundial. In 1982, my mother, who had terminal lung and brain cancer, suffered pulmonary and cardiac arrest. She was resuscitated and spent the last 8 weeks of her life on a ventilator. The dedicated team of doctors and nurses in the intensive care unit said her rescue was providential, and there was always a chance of recovery. So went my daily vigil over my mother's awful decline. By the merciful end, I needed a break from the grinding certainty and all of these caring people. After the funeral, throwing in the towel and leaving others to help my hapless father, I departed with my 16-year-old son for a 4-day backpack trip. The only truly providential thing to happen that year was that I lost my watch early on the first day, stripped from my wrist while bushwhacking through the clinging undergrowth. Without a timepiece, I was forced to relax and rely on my own circadian rhythm. I would start to look at life and death in a different way. The time that I was accustomed to measuring by hours left to live was replaced by quiet thoughts, upwelling feelings, and my constant physical efforts. More accurately, time became the spaces between waking up, breakfast, lunch, supper, and drifting off in our mice-filled lean-to. Filling that space was miles hiked, elevation gained, and the number of side-splitting guffaws over weird food groups that my son and I often invented. How about Vicks on a Ritz, or rather than a hot dog, a deep-fried overripe banana on a roll with mustard and relish? My wife often asks, "What do you talk about when you're hiking?" Obviously, we talk about hiking and stupid food groups. Oh yes, we also talk about life. To this day, our conversation hasn't changed. As an engineer, the loss of a watch would not deter me from approximating the time to lunch. I know I read this somewhere, so I can't take credit. But if you orient your compass due south and line up the sun, you can approximate the time within an hour. On a dark and cloudy day without this sundial, you have to rely on the obvious signs of first light, hunger, fatigue, and without television, it's time to go to bed. So went the cycle of our days. Each morning after breakfast, we left the lean-to with only light day packs to bushwhack to another peak on our list of peaks to climb. Lunch was retrieved from the pack when the stomach growled. We turned around when we figured we had enough time. Should I say space? To get back before dark, we sat in the dim circle of light of our candle lantern, recounting the day and talking about life. I started to understand where my life fit into the scheme of things. My compass and the line of the sun were defining a position and place in my life. Here I was with my son in his early life, midway through mine, before he would fall in love, marry, and have children of his own. I was part of something bigger than my own existence. I was part of, and a place within, a family. Life would be defined not by our time here on Earth, but by the space and position it occupied in something bigger, in the continuing cycle of the sun, the seasons and family generations. Living and appreciating life was about seizing the opportunity to really know and understand one's children. As a future grandparent, I hope to be rewarded with knowing and loving my little replacements, passing on my wisdom and love of life. As my 6-year-old granddaughter says, wise beyond her years, "Grandpa, the most important thing in life is family." The family is the cycle of life, consisting of old and new, departed and replenished, sometimes broken, sometimes repaired, sometimes ended. The only true meaning of death is the end of a family or the extinction of a species. Oh yes, when I got back from my trip, I went out and bought a new watch. There were many mundane requirements like getting to work on time, and important events like my daughter's and son's future weddings. I have to be prompt in picking up my grandchildren for an overnight, or seeing their baseball game, or gymnastics meet, or day school recital. Sometimes I have to look at my watch when they ask how many hours do they have before they have to go to bed. Sometimes they ask if Nana and I are old. I know what is on their mind. I've been there before. I tell them we will love them forever. This story is dedicated to my four grandchildren, the future of our family. I'll be back in a while with another podcast story for you. Talk to you soon.